Shalik Calhoun, who joins us now with Howard Balzer and Gil Brandt. Shalik, good evening. Thanks for being with us today. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
We're doing well.
Great. Where are they lining you up? You know, you've been in 2014, you were a Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year as a defensive end. And I know this spring, one of the coaches, Tarver, from the 49ers came out there and raved about you. He worked you out as an outside linebacker. Just out of curiosity, what are they doing with you out there in Raider land?
Honestly, I've been playing a little bit of everything, moving all around the field, but mainly it's Sam and Leo for the most part.
Oh, okay.
Trying to learn those two positions and kind of master them behind two great veterans in Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin.
Yeah, of course. They just picked up Irvin in free agency, and that Leo, of course, some teams do it. The Seahawks do as well, and an interesting position, and it really takes advantage of a guy's athletic ability, doesn't it, Shalik?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely different, but it's fun. You know, I'm having a great time doing it, and I think that's what makes the game of football is, you know, being able to have fun and have fun with, you know, a big group of guys that you may have not known if you didn't play the sport.
Now, Shalik, the OTAs are over, mini camp is over. What will you be doing the next 6 weeks or so before you report to training camp up there in Napa, California?
For me, I'll be training. I'm going to train as much as I can, try to get into the playbook as well. I think it's crucial to understand your responsibility in the defense. Not only that, but understand the whole defense. You know, you need to understand the bigger scheme of things when it comes to playing on football level. You know, so I'm just trying to make sure that I stay in that playbook, I stay fit, and then I also, you know, keep in communication with the veterans so that, you know, I can get their take on things as well.
And the other thing, Shalik, too, is, of course, in past years, the NFL would have the rookie symposium where they had the whole conference's teams come in for a three-day period to one city and go through all kinds of different things with play acting and transition to the NFL game and all that. It was only draft choices. The NFL made the decision this year not to have that, but to have each team do it on its own and then be able to include the rookie free agents. And the Raiders, I understand, have been doing that. And what's been your reaction to that, and how important do you think that is, and what a big plus it is for guys that come from high school, college, now essentially on your own to a degree in the NFL?
I would say it's very important. First, I think it was a great idea to have the undrafted, players be involved in that as well, because they're a crucial part of the NFL. I think that they play a vital role as well. I mean, they outlast a lot of, you know, draft picks. So I think it was great that they involved them as well, because at the end of the day, you're trying to improve someone's livelihood, and you know, everyone that's involved in the NFL, their livelihood should be improved. For the past couple of days, honestly, it's been great. It's given me from the standpoint of a business standpoint, just understanding how to manage my money. I've come from a great household, so I've already had that kind of teaching in a way. But I know there's a lot of guys out there that don't completely understand the business aspect of it and understand that you are a business. So you need to make sure you're investing in yourself, and whether that's eating healthy, making sure, you know, you're getting massaged, make sure you're getting worked out, make sure you're working with the right people that'll keep you in the right position, you know, to be successful. So it's been doing wonders for me, but we still have a couple more days to go. So still a lot more to learn for me, basically.
Shalik Calhoun of the Raiders is with us, and certainly a big part of it, I'm sure, whether they've had it or not, or coming in the days ahead, of course, is making those good decisions off the field, especially in terms of who you're hanging with and going out at night and things like that, because as players learn, the slightest little thing happens and it's in the papers, it's on the internet, this guy in trouble, that guy in trouble, and that's that. I'm sure, has that been covered yet? And I'm sure it'll be, if it hasn't, it'll be covered very much in depth to try to get across to guys of making those right decisions away from the field.
Oh, of course. I mean, we covered that topic. We've covered that topic through college, and now you know, moving on to the pros, understand that you're in a even bigger, you know, on a bit even bigger stage, and even even bigger limelight, and understanding that it's a lot of distractions out there. You know, you have to be responsible with your decision making and understanding that, like I said earlier, you are a business. You know, so you want to make sure that you associate yourself with people that, you know, you would want, not only at night, you want to see, you know, for people to know about this well. So just carry yourself well, and then make sure that you're surrounded by the right people. You know, be smart with your decisions. You are a grown man in this league, and you're expected to take responsibility, but at the same time, be smart with your decisions. You know, don't be wasteful and do things that you wouldn't want your mom to know, I guess you could say.
Let me ask you this question. Did you have to break up a fight between Jethro Franklin, who's your defensive line coach, and Kenny Norton as your coordinator, as to whether you were going to be a down lineman playing with your hand on the ground or playing in space?
No, I haven't had to break up a fight yet. I think it's been going really well so far. I think they might be trying to take me. Both sides might be trying right now. Coach Norton has won that battle, and you know, I think I might be, even when I am a down lineman, I still might be standing up in the 2 points. So we'll see, though.
Is it good when you get to Oakland there, Shalik, that one of your teammates in college, Connor Cook, the quarterback, is there too?
Oh, yeah, it's great, honestly, having him on the team. Just someone I can talk to, someone that, you know, I can relate to as well. Like you said, we both attended Michigan State, so we bleed green. It's just great to, you know, have that camaraderie with a person even before, you know, we step onto Oakland Raiders territory.
Shalik, we're going to let you go. We'll see you. Sirius will be out there, and we'll have you on again when we get there to do our couple days of training camp. But I'll tell you, you've joined a great organization. You're on an up-and-coming football team, and I'm sure you're going to add to the depth on that football team.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I look forward to, you know, speaking with you guys again, and sound business.